This is an Our Flag Means Death podfic of Slippery When Wet, written by Draco the Lizard and read by Cheesecake3. It's rated explicit and the relationship is Israel Hands / Roach. And I'm recording this for Roach Week. The summary. Roach went out to sea because he's an aspiring monster fucker, and when he sees Izzy and his tentacles late one night, he decides to proposition Izzy. Roach is observant, always has been, and it's taken him a while to figure out when to talk and what to say when he did, and when to be quiet, and when to pretend he can't speak whatever language people use around him or at him. And when you're the ship's doctor and the ship's cook, you see more than most. Which is why Roach sees Izzy, avoids eating with everyone else, but he also doesn't sneak into the galley later at night to eat something in private. He doesn't complain about aches or pains like men his age usually do. Whenever Fang cracks his back or grumbles about getting old when he gets up, Izzy just rolls his eyes. It's enough to make Roach pay closer attention and, well, there are worse people to be paying close attention to. Izzy's angry and grumpy and obviously miserable, but also still here, and he's a mystery. Roach is not into it. It's a new moon tonight, and therefore one of the rare evenings that Buttons and Carl aren't moonbathing. Roach has asked him about it. Curious, and because you never know when knowing about it comes in handy, and he nodded through Button's explanation, although half of it didn't make any sense to him. Still, moonbathing makes Buttons happy, and who is Roach to question that? But there's no moon visible in the sky tonight. When Roach gets up to have a smoke away from where the others are sleeping on deck, he stares up at the stars and sighs happily. He's always wanted to travel, and joining pirate crews was the best way for him to do that. He enjoys meeting new people, seeing new lands, the strange and wondrous. Although, if he's completely honest, the things he's seen so far aren't as strange and wondrous as he would have liked. Because yes, he wants to see the world. Yes, he likes the freedom of being a pirate, and the security of having useful skills so he can live another day. But what's the point of surviving when he's never, not ever, not even once, seen a monster? Let alone get close to one. Really close? Intimately close? He's still kind of disappointed that Buttons is just human, even if he's pretty weird. But not monstrous, and more's the pity. Roach takes another drag and exhales slowly. Maybe Buttons is weird enough for some fun, weird sex anyway? Especially if he can get Buttons to use his special teeth for that extra weirdness. Would Carl be watching them? That could be fun, as long as Carl doesn't squawk too loudly. Roach is still considering how to seduce Buttons. It shouldn't be too hard, he's naked often enough. When he hears a splash from the side of the boat, he gets up slowly and makes his way over to the railing, searching for whatever it is that made that splash. A dolphin that got too close? Some other sea animal? Or something more exciting than that. Roach keeps still, something he can do when necessary. Under the dim light of the ship's lanterns, he can see something glisten in the water. Something that doesn't look human. Something that looks like tentacles. Roach bites his lip to keep from making a sound, but his hands curl tighter around the railing. It's probably just some squid. Nothing to get excited about, he tells himself. Maybe he's mistaken, and it's seaweed. But the tentacles, or seaweed, disappear under the surface, and Roach figures that's that. Excitement over. He's about to turn away when he sees something emerge from the water. Something that definitely looks human. Even with his hair plastered to his face, Roach recognises Izzy Hands, who is swimming in the middle of the night with a tentacle monster nearby. No, Izzy wouldn't do that. The man wants to play things safe and hates surprises. He would not go for a nighttime swim. Roach keeps watching him, frowning as Izzy dives and stays under the water for a long time. He's wondering whether Izzy has swum underneath the boat or something when Izzy emerges, a reeling fish in his hands. Roach can't quite see what kind of fish it is, but he can see Izzy biting the head off and swallowing before taking another bite. He huffs. Oh, so you don't like my cooking, but you'll eat raw fish. Izzy starts at that, dropping the remains of the fish and turning around in the water. What, Roach? You fucking answer the question. Roach puts his hands on his hips. Yes, I eat raw fish, Izzy snaps. Most human food gives me indigestion. Roach leans his elbows on the railing. So you're not human? It's nice to have it confirmed, and it explains a lot about him. Yes, Izzy stays bobbing up and down in the water. If you so much as breathe a word about this to any of your idiot friends, I will slit your throat in your sleep and chuck you overboard. Roach shrugs. There are worse ways to go. Besides, he has no intention of telling this to anyone. Does... He pauses. Of course Blackbeard knows. Does Captain Bonnet know? Izzy lets out a laugh. Of course he doesn't. He doesn't have eyes for anyone but Blackbeard. Probably doesn't remember I'm on the ship unless I'm standing in front of him. It's a mix of pride and disdain, and Roach nods. If he were whatever Izzy is, he wouldn't want Captain Bonnet to know either. Are you coming back on board anytime soon? Why? Izzy demands. Because. Because Roach is curious. Did those tentacles belong to Izzy? How are they attached? What do they feel like? Roach would like to find out. Izzy is something not human, and Roach wants to fuck him about it. I'm not some zoo animal or circus freak to gawk at, Izzy says. Roach nods. He's been the odd one out, the exotic one on a few crews. He's familiar with how awful it is to be stared at or touched like that. I'm still the ship's doctor. I need to know more in case of a medical emergency. Izzy scoffs at that. And also, let's see if we can't get you something nice in the raw fish, hmm? He tempts. I like raw fish, Izzy replies, a touch sulky. Roach stays quiet for a long time. Well, I'm going back to sleep. Have a good night. He wants to keep pressing for more, for answers, but Izzy will just withdraw further. Best to give him some time and space and show that he can be trusted to keep Izzy's secret. Roach gives it a week before he brings it up again, when it's early in the morning and he catches Izzy preparing his tea. Oh, so that doesn't give you indigestion? It's water and herbs. Izzy mutters, sipping his tea. It's fine. Roach puts his hands on the table and leans closer. I haven't told anyone. Keep it that way, Izzy replies. Slitting your throat is still an option. Could slit yours, Roach counters, not that he wants to. You have to sleep sometimes. Izzy meets his gaze. You wouldn't slit my throat. You're too curious. Roach grins. Oh, Izzy, you have no idea. He lets his eyes travel pointedly up and down Izzy's body. Sure, he's mostly interested in the tentacle part, but the rest of Izzy is attractive enough. For fuck's sake, Izzy grumbles. Another one? Another what? Izzy narrows his eyes. You know, another tentacle fucker. Oh, there's more people like him out there. Great. Or maybe not so great, because now he has competition. Oh yes, that, Roach nods. I'm one of those. So hey, tell me about the other one. What's he like, or she, or they? He, Izzy says, still annoyed, is none of your business. He mutters something under his breath. Thought one of you was bad enough, but really, you as well? Roach nods again. Humans are fun and all, but I've always been curious about more. His eyes dart down to Izzy's waist again. How does it work? Because I'm pretty sure you haven't got tentacles hidden in those trousers. My kind can transform when we're in the sea, Izzy explains. And no, I'm not introducing you to them. Too bad, But if you fucked the other one? Izzy clears his throat, looking away. Might have. Rich tries not to grin again. Was it good for you? Izzy looks at him, frowning. Yeah, it was alright. My tentacles aren't that sensitive, but it was fine. So there are parts of Izzy that are. Want to do it again? Izzy downs his tea in one go, puts the mug down and sighs. It's a terrible idea, but then again, he gestures at the rest of the galley. This whole ship is one big bad idea. Honestly, the bad idea would have been a more fitting name, or at least the rash decision. Roach snorts at that. Is that a yes or a no? Another sigh. A yes. Izzy glares at Roach's resulting grin. Having bad ideas is clearly contagious. How should we do this? Roach asks. We're going to have to get some seawater in here. Do you need to be submerged in it, or can we splash some on you and that's enough? What's more comfortable for you? Another one of those frowns. Being submerged, Izzy says, sounding confused. But it'd work if you got a bucket and splashed some onto me. We need the Captain Bonnet's bathtub, Roach frowns in thought. Which means we need the captains out of there. Well, only Captain Bonnet, because Blackbeard would follow him anywhere. Izzy scowls at that, but doesn't deny it. How do you want to do that? Roach grins. Leave that to me. Roach persuades Captain Bonnet to lay anchor at the next island they get to, insisting that the crew deserve a break. Captain Bonnet nods at that, already sounding excited about the promised foliage on the island. Blackbeard's face is a thundercloud, but he claps Steed on the back, hand lingering as he nods in agreement and says it's a good idea. I'll stay behind to prepare food, Roach says, and nudges Izzy. What? I will stay behind to guard the ship. Blackbeard nods at that, but Captain Bonnet frowns. Roach, you're a valuable member of this crew. You should join us. Iggy can cook. I'm sure it'll be fine. It really won't, Blackbeard says. He gave my crew food poisoning once, years ago. Did he? Captain Bonnet pulls a face. Well, we can't have that. Okay, Roach, you're staying on the ship. Try to have a nice day. Roach helps the others get ready to make their way to shore, assuring everyone he's fine with staying on the ship. He hasn't seen Izzy in a while, though, and part of him wonders if Izzy has made his escape by jumping overboard and swimming away. But when he makes his way to the captain's ensuite, Izzy is standing next to a bathtub filled with seawater. Oh, Roach grins. Someone's eager. Izzy's cheeks flush. Shut up. Easier to do it by myself is all. Use the portal to get it all in here. Get your clothes off and get this over with. Amazing pillow talk. But Roach wastes no time getting naked, and fortunately, neither does Izzy. Yes, his human parts are definitely attractive. Izzy looks at the tub with a frown. Right, here I go. Wait, Roach puts a hand on his arm. If you don't want to, we don't have to. Just because I'm curious doesn't mean you have to do something you don't want to do. That frown again. Roach is putting things together. Izzy frowned like that when Roach asked if he enjoyed fucking the other curious human. And when Roach asked what was comfortable for him. And now, when Roach is double-checking that Izzy wants to. Whoever that other tentacle fucker was, he clearly hadn't cared for Izzy's side of it at all. It's fine. I want to. Izzy shakes his hand off and steps into the tub. Well, you could sound more excited to have sex with me, Roach exclaims, feeling a little insulted. Do you know how often I've been propositioned while on this ship? There's a half smile on Izzy's face. Everybody wants to fuck the cook to try and get more food. He sits down and closes his eyes. Let me focus. Roach nods and watches. He gasps when he sees Izzy's legs fuse together, his skin still pale. But then Izzy's skin turns a different colour, barely noticeable at first, but eventually it's undeniably teal. His one leg settles at a dark teal and then splits into six tentacles, all the same length and thickness. Izzy lets out a deep groan as he stretches each tentacle in turn, tilting his head back. Roach is on his knees by the tub. This close, he can see the tentacles aren't like human skin. They seem smoother, more slippery. They start at Izzy's waist, and his cock has completely disappeared. Can I touch one? His hand is already hovering above the water. Izzy opens his eyes. Go ahead. He raises one from the water, keeping it a few inches from Roach's hand. He runs his fingers across the tip, and his first impression is that it's surprisingly warm. Smooth, yes, but also warm. Huh. He keeps stroking the same few inches like that. You're warm. Of course I am. Nice colour, Roach says, and is pleased when Izzy smiles at that. So, do I get in now? Maybe I can kind of straddle you? Yeah, that'll work. Izzy curls up his tentacles as Roach awkwardly gets in as well and kneels down. His legs brush against the tentacles, and he shivers in delight. Once he's settled, he can feel them rub against his thighs and buttocks, and one of them even brushes against his cock. They get everywhere, don't they? Roach marvels as he turns around to stroke one at random. They feel nice. Glad you like it. Roach turns back at Izzy's tone. His hands are curled around the rim of the tub, and he doesn't look happy. What's wrong? Izzy meets his eyes for a moment, then looks at his chest. Told you, he mutters. It's been a while, and you're here, and naked, and that. He clenches his jaw. Oh, Izzy, Roach purrs, leaning closer. Is someone feeling pent up? Shut it, Izzy hisses. He doesn't deny it. Roach smiles. Is it taking all your self-control to stop yourself from having your way with me? He murmurs. He wouldn't mind that, probably, but not for their first time. When Izzy's breath hitches, Roach leans in to kiss him. He pulls back after a few seconds. I'd like you to enjoy this as well, you know. I am, Izzy says, but his hands are still curled tight around the rim. But I need to, I want to. Can I grab you with one tentacle? Sure, Roach replies, mouth dry. One tentacle slithers around his waist, tightening, but not too uncomfortable. Anywhere else? I'd like to. Have to keep you in place, Izzy explains, face flushed. It's my kind mates underwater, so we grab hold of each other with our tentacles to stay in position. Go ahead. Roach lifts a few inches, letting two tentacles wrap around each thigh. It's a firm grip, and when he squirms, their hold tightens for a moment. Oh! You can move, Izzy insists. It's fine. Just instinct, but you don't. I like it, Roach tells him. It's nice being held like that. Do it again. Izzy does, and a fourth tentacle moves up Roach's back to wrap around his right arm. The other two stay where they are, brushing against his groin and buttocks. Do you? Izzy trails off, but one of his tentacles presses against his cock. Yes, Roach says from the bottom of his heart. Go ahead. Just tell me what I can do to make you feel good. Oh. Izzy sounds surprised, and Roach is planning the torture of the previous tentacle fucker he's been with. Well, if you touch any of my tentacles and slide your hand up the back. Yeah, higher than that. Closer to my waist. Keep going. Roach has his left hand gliding up the tentacle wrapped around his waist, wondering what he's looking for, and he feels a section that feels rougher than the rest. Is this it? He rubs his fingers across it. Izzy shudders underneath him. Yes, yes, like that. Roach halts his movement. Only if you finally fuck me with that tentacle of yours. Fine, Izzy snaps, eyes blazing with heat as he looks at Roach. But keep rubbing like that. Roach doesn't move until he feels the tip of one of Izzy's tentacles slide between his buttocks and pushing against his hole. He nods when he feels it slide inside and resumes his rubbing of Izzy's whatever this patch of skin is. Izzy shivers again, and some of the tentacles holding him tighten, while others loosen. The one going deeper inside of Roach just keeps going, and Roach whimpers at how full he feels already. The tentacle pauses. Keep going, he insists, and pauses his own rubbing of Izzy's tentacle. It's changed slightly, the roughness shifting into little nubs. Instead, Izzy pulls his tentacle out a few inches. Roach is about to complain, but then Izzy pushes it in more firmly, filling him up further and making Roach moan and swear. "Happy now?" Izzy asks, sarcasm dripping from those two words. "Ecstatic," Roach breathes, because he is. He feels so good, especially when the tentacle curves just so, when Izzy continues to thrust in and out. He just about remembers to keep rubbing the nubs on the back of Izzy's tentacle, and it makes the tentacle inside of him shudder along with the rest of Izzy. "And you?" "Don't fucking stop," Izzy moans, tilting his head back again. Roach leans forward slowly, reveling in how the tentacles slide against his skin as he moves, and glad that Izzy is letting him move. As much as he enjoys being held, he still wants the freedom of moving when he wants. "Good," he murmurs, then kisses Izzy again. The different angle means it takes Izzy's tentacle a few thrusts before he's worked out the right curve to make Roach see stars with every thrust. It also makes it easier for Roach to stroke those nubs, and he switches between gentle and hard, slow and fast, one finger or four. "You fucking tease," Izzy snaps eventually, glaring at him and breathing hard as he writhes in the tub. Roach laughs against Izzy's neck. "Which way do you like best?" He's gone back to slow, gentle, and with one finger. Izzy groans under him. "Faster," he demands. "Harder. Your entire fucking hand." "And I want you to fuck me deeper," Roach replies as he strokes Izzy's nubs harder and faster, pressing the pad of his thumb against it as well. Izzy bucks up and whines as a result. "Like that," he pants. "Don't fucking stop or I swear I'll..." He moans again. "You'll slit my throat," Roach teases. "Throw me overboard." "Fucking not throwing you overboard," Izzy groans again. "Keeping you for myself so we can do this again." "Agreed." Roach rocks his hips back against Izzy's tentacle, then gasps when the sixth tentacle presses against his erection before wrapping around it. "Oh, yes." They're both reduced to grunts and moans, writhing and pressing against each other in pleasure. Roach's eyes are wide when he feels Izzy tense up under him and come. He feels something liquid fill his ass, but Izzy's tentacle keeps stroking his cock despite the dark blue fluid that's filling the bathtub, and it's enough to have Roach come as well. His own white spend is nothing compared to Izzy's. Roach pulls his hand out from between Izzy's tentacles and licks the back of his hand. "Huh, it's salty." Izzy opens his eyes, still breathing hard. "Of course it is. It's cum. What else is it going to taste like?" Roach hums as the tentacle in his ass slowly pulls out. "It's not toxic to humans, is it?" Izzy shakes his head. "You should be fine." Then Roach has another thought. "It also won't..." He gestures at his stomach. "Knock me up, right?" Izzy snorts at that. "Guess you'll have to wait and see." Roach hits him in the shoulder for that. "You better not have got me pregnant, Hans." Izzy rubs his shoulder. "You were the one so eager to find out what it's like." "Well," Roach can't argue with that. He eyes Izzy suspiciously. He's pretty sure Izzy is just messing with him. And otherwise, well, he's a ship's doctor. He can figure out how this kind of pregnancy works. The end.